The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today we're talking about a subject which is really critical to family wellness and community wellness, and that is safe and reliable and affordable transportation. And we're very fortunate to have Carol Hargrove, who is Director of Public Transit for Ulster County, also known as UCAT. She's worked there for 19 years and has over 25 years in transit experience. Welcome, Carol.
Good morning, Vin. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Carol, tell our listeners what UCAT is, how it's structured, and who it serves.
Well, UCAT is the county transit bus system. We consist of 17 fixed routes, 5 paratransit routes, a shopping bus, a medical van, and we service all of Ulster County with an annual ridership of over 400,000 people, which is amazing. And we cover over 1 million miles a year.
Wow, 1 million miles.
1 million miles and 400 passengers a year. And I tell you, the paratransit and the medical van is an outrageous service to have because it services the seniors with special needs or people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get into that a little bit more. So 400,000 riders a year. How big is the UCAT staff?
We consist of a staff of 66. The administrative staff is of 5. Our biggest part of the staff, of course, is our drivers. Mm-hmm. We have 37 drivers, 7 mechanics. We have 7 dispatchers. We have a scheduler, and then we have our middle line of supervisors in each area.
Mm-hmm. And how is UCAT funded? Is it a federal program, state program, or a combination?
It's a combination. We have federal funds that come in, state funds, and local funds. It's mostly an 80 federal, 10 state, and 10 local funds. And then there's state funds that we get, accelerated transit capital, and then we have other funds that help us with the special projects so we can offer different services throughout the county.
Mm-hmm. So it's really, federal government, of course, realizing the critical nature of public transit, especially in a place like Ulster County, where really without transportation, you're kind of dead in the water, so to speak.
And that's true. And you look at, we have a lot of main corridors in Ulster County. We have Route 32 that travels all the way. We go to Newburgh, as far south as Newburgh, and as far north as Saugerties. And then we have Route 28, where we go all the way up to Bel Air from the Kingston. Kingston Plaza is basically our hub. We go over to the Poughkeepsie train station. So if you don't want to drive your car to catch the train to go, say, down to New York for shopping, or if you work down in New York, we have the Kingston Plaza, or we have Rosendale Park and Ride or the Highland Park and Ride, where you can catch a bus and go to Poughkeepsie train station.
So you just park there, leave your car, and then you can
for $2 you can go over to the train station. And seniors or veterans and SUNY New Paltz students are subsidized, and they pay half fare, or the SUNY New Paltz pays for the college students to ride for free
and not mess around with traffic.
That's
it. Parking and tolls on the
bridge. And you figure the tolls on the bridge covers the $2 bus ride. So, the way to go is to take the bus. You don't have to park your car. We take you right to the train station. You get off and get right on the train.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hours of operation? Are you running 24/7?
We don't run 24/7. We do run 7 days a week. Most of our runs run Monday through Friday, with our first bus leaving the lot at 5 a.m. And that first bus is the one that's heading down to the train station, to the Poughkeepsie train station, to catch that first train at 6 a.m.
Early commuters.
Mm-hmm. And then our last bus rolls in at 10:45 p.m. So we operate quite a few times a day, 18 times a day to the train station, about 16 times a day to Saugerties. We run to SUNY Ulster, SUNY New Paltz, Allenville. And another, if you have any college students out there who need transportation, we run numerous times a day over to SUNY New Paltz or to Ulster Community College. And then we have a bus, it's called the College Link. So if you live over in New Paltz and you're a SUNY New Paltz student, but you have to attend classes at SUNY Ulster, that bus goes all day long from SUNY Ulster to SUNY New Paltz and back and forth. And that is through the county executive, the students SUNY Ulster ride half fare. So that's a wonderful thing.
That's terrific.
And I tell you, I have to mention that the county executive, Mike Hine, believes strongly in this public transit system. And with his support, UCAT is able to provide transportation to so many of the people and the residents of Ulster County, especially the seniors, the veterans, the college students, all which ride half air between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. So, you know, thank you to the county executive for supporting this system.
His leadership in a lot of different areas.
Right, right.
It's really terrific.
And, you know, I must brag too. We Ulster County Area Transit is a system that is guided by federal and state regulations. And every 3 years, every transit system in the United States that is funded by the Federal Transit Authority is audited. And Ulster County Area Transit scored in the top 2% of the nation with a perfect triennial, no findings. So that's a lot to brag about. And a lot of that is due to the support we get from the county executive.
That's really terrific. And can you talk a little bit about the specialized services you have? You mentioned earlier that you have different vehicles for different purposes, and can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, there's all different types, and that's a great question because a lot of people don't understand what the difference is between the one service or another service. Fixed route service means you stand along the scheduled route. We have plenty of schedules available at the office, or you can download our website and get the schedules, and that means the bus goes at a time certain time down certain routes, and you can stand on the side of the road and flag the bus. So that's what fixed route is. Paratransit is transportation that is provided to people with disabilities who do not live along the fixed route service. You have to be able to be accessed 1.5 miles from the fixed route service. So if the bus goes through, say, Rosendale at 10 a.m., you can call for paratransit as long as you live within 1.5 miles of Route 32 to be picked up and taken either to New Paltz or to Kingston, the same direction as the fixed route bus is.
So the smaller one takes you to the larger fixed route bus?
Well, it depends. If they can connect and make that connection, they will. Or you just get on at, you know, your resident and you travel. This time of year, starting shortly in a couple of weeks, we'll be picking up a lot of college students that have special needs that need to get to classes. So we pick up with paratransit and we will pick up at their resident and we will take them to the campus. So that way, a student who, say, is in a wheelchair or has a disability and can't get up and down out of the bus, even though all our buses are low floor with lifts, so it's with ramps, so they can get on and off. They're able to ride the bus, but maybe cannot get to the fixed route system. Now, the fare is twice that of the fixed route, which is $1.50 for fixed route, so it would be $3 for the paratransit fare. So it is a little bit more expensive, but still it's a lot cheaper than a taxi. Now, the other type of service, we offer the medical van, which is subsidized through New York State Office for Aging, and we work with Office for Aging. And seniors 60 or over may register, and they're entitled to one free shopping bus per trip, per week, and two medical rides a week. So if they need to go to the doctor, need to go shopping, they can request a bus or the medical van to go to the doctor. So that's a wonderful program. It's very simple to register. You call the Office for the Aging at 340-3456, or you can call our scheduling at 334-8120, and they can register you for your free ride. So seniors, deserve it. You've earned it. So take advantage of that transportation.
Absolutely. And does that have to be in the 1.5 miles that you were referring to earlier?
No. The medical van. Now, if you live within the 1.5 miles, we try to pick you up with a paratransit bus. If you live outside that, we would send the medical van up for you. Now, the other bus service we have is the shopping bus, which you can live 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 miles off route, and we'll come up once a week. We go to different areas. We go up into Pine Hill. We go out to Pine Bush. We go to Walk Hill. Every little town we hit. So if you need a ride, you look to see what day of the week your ride. You can schedule your ride, and we'll be happy to pick you up. It's curb to curb, so we come in front of your house, we pick you up, and we take you to either the store or the doctor, whatever.
Wow.
And that is, the most expensive fare is $3.
Wow, that's certainly affordable. And how far in advance do people have to make reservations? And
yes,
so how
they
far
call,
in advance?
Today they would call for tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So
that's not bad. Day ahead of time.
Now the medical van is first come, first serve. So if you know you have a doctor's appointment, call 2-3 weeks ahead so you can get scheduled on to the medical van. If you wait to the last minute, sometimes we have to say no, and we don't like to say no. Everyone is entitled to transportation in Ulster County. So really the bottom line is the only person who can say no is me, and I hate that word. We don't want to say no.
Yeah, that's really terrific, you know, because we very often talk in the public health world about people, you know, getting preventative care at their doctor's offices or eating healthier food. But, you know, if you're a family that might not have a car, how do you get to the doctor's office? How do you get to the supermarket that or the farmer's market that has that fresh and healthy food and so on? And really... you know, this is a great resource. I think people probably don't know as much about it as they should, and that's why it's great to have you talking about it.
And I love talking about it because it is out there, it is available, and you know, as we get older, we hesitate to drive. And look, the traffic around here is three times as much as it used to be years ago.
Right.
So you hesitate going out. So we're out there. The seniors, you need a ride, please call UCAT. We can help you. And the number is 3-4-8-1-4-8 or 3-3-4-8-1-20, and we'll be happy to help you arrange transportation. That's what we're there for, and there's nothing that makes the county executive happier than to provide transportation to the residents of Ulster County.
That's great. We want to hear a lot more about this. This is really a terrific service. Right now, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
The heart is a complex organ, but finding specialized cardiovascular care in Poughkeepsie and Kingston is so easy. Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital and Health Alliance Hospital are now home to WMC Health's Heart and Vascular Institute, the Hudson Valley's largest multi-specialty cardiovascular practice. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics and innovative imaging and testing technologies. You'll receive comprehensive cardiac and vascular care from some of the world's top cardiologists and vascular surgeons. You'll also have a seamless connection to advanced care at WMC Health's flagship hospital, Westchester Medical Center. The best cardiovascular care comes from the best people, and now the very best are right in your backyard. Visit wmchealth.org/heart to discover more about WMC Health's Heart and Vascular Institute at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital and Health Alliance Hospital. Members of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network, WMC Health, advancing care here.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. If you're just joining us, my guest is Carol Hargrove from Ulster County Area Transportation. Carol, if I'm someone who's never used the public transportation system and I wanted to access, what do I need to know how to do that, where the buses are, etc.?
Well, there's two ways you can find out about our bus schedule. The first thing is, where do we go? Find out where do we go, where are you, and where do you have to go? So you can either Google UCAT and look at our schedules online, or you can download our app, which is UCAT. It's the UCAT app, and you can either download it at the App Store or the Google Play Store.
And it's free. Right?
And it's free. Mm-hmm. And it's free. And what's nice about the app is you would, if say you live in Highland off of 299 and you would look to go into New Paltz, that is the UPL bus, so you would select UPL and it would say Highland to New Paltz. It will show you a little icon of a bus, exactly where that bus is.
Oh, GPS location.
Yep, the GPS, and it refreshes every 6 seconds, so it will tell you exactly what time the bus will be at the stop that you're waiting to get on. So every day, if that bus maybe was held up because the train ran a little late, or gosh, you know how they have the accidents on the bridges now and then, we're held up sometimes, but it will tell you exactly what time the bus will be there. So now you know the schedule, but how do you get the bus? Go out to the road. We are a flag service. So that means you don't have to be at a designated bus stop that may be listed on the schedule, but you can just raise your hand, hail the bus.
Like hailing a taxi.
Hailing a taxi. Make sure you give that driver enough time to stop that bus in a safe manner, because you have to remember, a transit bus is not a school bus. What don't we have? We don't have the red flashing lights, which means none of the traffic stops.
Right.
So we have the yellow flashing lights. That means caution. So what happens? The cars will continually go around. So give the driver enough time to see you. And if you're riding in the early morning where you might not be visible, use a flashlight and just flag the bus that way.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Now we are looking at getting some bands. So if you're an evening or early morning rider, we'll be giving out bands so you can wear them and flash that, and the driver will be able to see you.
Oh, terrific.
Stay on the side of the road. Don't try to walk in front of the bus thinking they don't see you. That is the worst thing you can do. We want you to stay safe. So stay off on the curbside of the road. Now, if you live on the east side and the bus is traveling on the west side, the bus cannot stop because it's illegal for a transit bus to stop and let you cross. A lot of people are unaware of that. So make sure you're on the correct side of the road, the direction that
the bus is traveling. Right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I get the phone call, the bus just went by me. I was flagging him. What side of the road were you on? You know, but for the safety, and that's because why? We don't have the red flashing lights, so no traffic stops, and we don't want anyone to be hurt by crossing the road.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we flagged the bus. Now the bus is stopped. What is the next thing you should do? Have your fare ready. If you're a senior, a veteran, or a person with a disability, your fare is half fare. So,
which is what?
75 cents, right? If you're traveling within Ulster County. If you're traveling outside of Ulster County, it would be $2 or $1. All right. So now you're on the bus. We have a fare box. You just put your fare, and please put the correct fare in the fare box.
Cash. There's
tokens. There's cash. We don't do tokens, mm-hmm. and we don't have fare cards yet.
Mm-hmm.
We do bus fare cards that you can buy discount. We can talk about that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then the driver, you'll see we're all computerized. The driver has a tablet up front, so he might put one senior, half fare, and it does all the calculation. Sit down, be safe. Now, if you get on and you say to the driver, how are you? What have you been doing? What did you do over the weekend? A lot of people don't realize it's against the law to talk to a transit bus while the bus is in motion. You're not allowed to communicate with the driver. It's a distraction. And in order to be safe and keep you safe, our drivers are not to
Right, so they're not being unfriendly. They're just trying
exactly.
to focus on the job at hand.
And sometimes, you know, people don't understand, oh, he must not like me. He's not friendly. No, he's just trying to make you safe. And I'm very strict. And my thing is safety.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't communicate with the driver. When you get on board, they'll ask you, where would you like to get off? And tell them that, and mm-hmm. then sit. Now, when we get to your location, about, I'd say, less than a quarter mile, you can pull the cord so the driver knows.
Mm-hmm.
Just give the driver a reminder where you would like to get off, and he'll slowly slow down. That's when you get up from the seat and you disembark from the bus. Please mm-hmm. do not walk up to the door
while the bus is in motion. Right.
Because if something should run out in front of the bus and he brakes hard, now you're, you know,
right.
going forward.
Right.
Another thing to notice in the bus, and even if you take a Trailways bus, every bus has either a white or yellow line. That is the do not cross line. That's the safety line, the standee line, it's called. Every passenger, because you can have standing people, that's permitted, but you must be behind that line and you should be safe at that time.
Right.
So, the thing is, Look at the schedule. If you can't figure it out, and another big thing is travel training. If you're afraid, a lot of seniors are afraid, or a person with disability, maybe a visually impaired person, is afraid to ride the bus for the first time. Ulster County Area Transit offers travel training. We will actually be on that bus when we get to your resident or to your bus stop. We will accommodate you onto
kind of
the
walk you through it.
Walk you through it. Then when you get off the bus, go about your business. Then when you come back on that bus, we will be back on that bus, and we will stay with you until you get to your place of residence or wherever you had boarded the bus. So the training, Sandy Clausey is our travel trainer, and you can reach her at 334-8116, and she'll be happy to arrange travel training. So please don't ride, not call because you're afraid to ride, because we can teach you to ride.
Right. So, and I'm sure knowing how well run your operation is, the buses are safe and clean and well lit if you want to read on
the
way.
Yep, they're well lit, and yes, they're very clean.
No smoking, right?
No smoking. Please, 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 no smoking. And no smoking within 50 feet of the bus. All right. It used to be 15. We went to 25. I went to 50. You know, smoke gets in the bus. And
yeah, secondhand smoke. It's
right,
not good.
Right. It's a bad habit. We don't really care for it to be around the bus. So please, and even the drivers are told you cannot smoke 50. Before 50 feet of the bus. So,
and during the break, we were talking a little bit about services for tourists and what an asset it is, because a lot of people coming up from New York may not have a car. They take a train up, say, Metro North to the walkway, and they bring their bicycles. And so how does that fit into the picture?
I'm glad you asked, because we're working on a project right now where with tourism that... Everybody knows about the rail trail. It's an excellent
world-class rail trail.
You've got that right, the world-class rail trail. And we are working on a project where our bus route will overlap the rail trail map. So people from the city coming up on the train may bring their bikes. We have bike racks on our buses. Mm-hmm. And you can utilize the bus service to get to the rail trail. And we will have where you can get on and off at different points of the rail trail. And anyone coming from the train or coming up 299 can see the progress we've made. The county executive has made on that rail trail along there.
Yeah, I just passed that the other day.
It's beautiful. And you go into Newport, you can ride to Rosendale, you can ride to Hurley, you can
all the way up to the Shokan.
That's it, that's it. So you'll be able to get on and off using the bus service. What a wonderful concept. So that project is being worked on now, and hopefully we'll have that out in a few months.
And then even if you're, say, a family who lives here and you want to try out other trails,
that's
maybe
right.
You can just, and you don't have a bike rack that can accommodate all the bikes and the family and everyone, you can put everything on the bus and go to the trail you want.
And if you want to ride, say, 4 or 5 miles, but you don't want to ride that 4 or 5 miles back, just get on the bus and take the bus back.
That's terrific. You know? And do you have any kind of specialized tourism trails, like... You know, restaurant trails or historical things?
You would pretty much go through tourism. Mm-hmm, once I think we finish the project, maybe down the road we can put it in Ulster County Alive and do some enhancement. Restaurants and what's available in each town, because the rail trails are going through many, many towns and villages, and there's great towns and villages, and we every weekend... You see people, I mean, I live in Tilson, and Rosendale is very...
It's really great. I remember when they put the rail trail in Cape Cod, aside from the ocean itself and the beaches, it became like the big attraction, because you can't sit on the beach every day, all day. Well, some people do, but, you know, it becomes a really terrific thing, as you can alternate, and it's a really great thing to ride, and having that added transportation element is great.
It is, and I just want to say thank you so much for letting me come and talk about Ulster County Area Transit. Our transit system in this county is among one of the best. We rate with MTA, with Syracuse, with Albany, with Rochester, with Buffalo, and we're out there for you, the riding public of Ulster County. So any questions, please give us a call at 334-8458. We'll be happy to help you.
That's great. Carol, thank you so much for the great work you do and your colleagues do, and please go out and ride the Ulster County Area Transportation System. It is world-class, just like so many other things in Ulster County. It's really terrific. Get out there, explore, and do it in comfort and safety. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.